Christians in India lay low this Christmas. Others see Christmas canceled in India, and preparations are still underway for a grand Christmas celebration in January? These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, the daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. We dedicate our newscast today with a look at Christmas. We start in India, where Christmas is largely ignored by this predominantly Hindu nation. In fact, Ramesh Lenge with Partners International says many Christians can't celebrate. In the state of Orissa, Hindu extremists have threatened to attack Christians.
Even some of the insiders have told these Christian leaders that, okay, it will be good for you to leave for a while. Especially that is true in the villages. People cannot celebrate because that's what people have been trying to stop.
Reports indicate about 500 Christians were killed in recent Hindu attacks. Lenge says thousands of Christians remain homeless, and Partners International will be helping them.
Pray for the people who are homeless. Pray that we may have little more resources so we can provide to the people who do not have anything.
Pray also that God will soften hearts of these Hindus and draw them to Himself. Next, radical Hindu militancy is restricting a city's traditional Christmas celebrations, says Tom Dudenhofer of Audio Scripture Ministries.
The Christians in Bangalore would go through the city in ox carts singing Christmas carols, and the businesses loved them to come around and sing. This year they're not allowing that. And all of the watch night services of the Bible-believing churches in Bangalore have been canceled this year for fear of reaction from the Hindu militants.
People are no longer allowed to gather after 9 o'clock in the evening, and police officers have visited many churches.
People need to pray that the Christians will be wise, that they will hold true to their faith in Jesus Christ. We should also pray for protection. Whatever it is that God wants to do through these difficult times, let's at least ask God to give them protection. And if He chooses to remove that protection, let's ask God to use the difficult situations that they go through to attract others' attention to a Savior who would create such a level of dedication in people that they would be willing to give up what we would call the comforts of home in order to follow Jesus.
You're listening to Mission Network News. While many Christians in India have made changes in their celebrations this year, MNN's Ruth Kramer says many Christians are breathing a little bit easier today.
Extremists have called off their plans to shut down the Indian state of Orissa with an illegal strike today. Orissa's battered and abused Christians are relieved. Two extremist groups called it off, saying they're now seeking reconciliation and dialogue rather than more violence. Government threats to arrest the leaders may have caused that cancellation. Hindu extremists have been on a campaign of terror in Orissa since August 23rd, when their leader was murdered. Maoists claimed responsibility, but the extremists used it to attack Christians, killing an estimated 500 people. Thousands of homes, churches, and prayer halls have been destroyed, and many remain homeless. Pray that God would use this situation to strengthen the church. GFA needs your help to fund relief efforts. Ruth Kramer, Mission Network News.
And while many around the world celebrate Christmas today, Russia and many other former Soviet nations don't. Russian ministries Paul Tokarczuk.
The whole country will work on these days, and we will have Christmas and New Year holidays beginning from 1st January.
Christmas in Russia is actually January 7th. That gives you extra time to help Russian ministries Project Hope, the Great Gift Exchange Initiative. Tokarczuk says $25 supplies a gift box to poor and needy kids.
For churches to bring not only some goods, some toys, and gifts in that gift, but also to bring Christian literature to the kid that they will receive it.
Ultimately, so they can come to Christ. Tokarczuk says your $25 touches entire families. As the boxes are handed out, moms and dads read the material and are also introduced to Christ. Go to our website to help. You've been listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. More information on these and other stories are available on our website, missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. On behalf of the MNN staff, Ruth Bliss, Sharon Felton, Katie Kingsbury, Elisa Whiteman, Kelly Miller, and Jonathan DeColibus, I'd like to wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. I'm Greg Yoder.